More reaction is rolling in from Central Illinois lawmakers after two big Supreme Court rulings on political map-making and the census.
We should be able to ask whether someone is a U.S. citizen.
That's Congressman Darren LaHood. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, July 1st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Congressman Darren LaHood, who says he's very disappointed in the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on gerrymandering. WGLT's Mary Cullen has more.
The High Court's conservative majority ruled 5-4 that gerrymandering is not within federal jurisdiction. If it were up to him, Central Illinois Representative Darren LaHood would have ruled differently.
For too long in Illinois, you have politicians picking their voters instead of voters picking their politicians.
LaHood says he has been a supporter of a fair maps system since his days in the Illinois General Assembly. That's where a group of non-politicians draw the maps rather than letting the party majority have their pick. Congressman LaHood says that's how it should be.
For far too long, gerrymandering has made strong Republican districts and strong Democrat districts. I don't think gerrymandering is good for our democracy.
With the Supreme Court's action, gerrymandering is left to the states. LaHood says,
I'm hopeful that even with this decision that Governor Pritzker and our leaders in Springfield, as we go into the 2020 census and the redrawing of districts, they will do it in a fair way.
Gerrymandering isn't the only Supreme Court ruling that LaHood has an opinion on. Also Thursday, the court put the census citizenship question back on the lower courts. Chief Justice John Roberts ruled against his fellow conservatives, halting the process on a tight deadline before the 2020 census. LaHood says he respects the high court's opinion, but he hopes the lower courts can pull it off.
We should be able to ask whether someone is a U.S. citizen.
Opponents to the question argue it's an attack on undocumented immigrants and could discourage some of the population from participating in the census. LaHood's district includes parts of Bloomington Normal. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The Normal Town Council tonight will consider renaming the current Mitsubishi Motorway for Rivian. Illinois residents under 21 won't be able to buy tobacco products, and cigarettes will cost more under new laws taking effect today. The state is also doubling its motor fuel tax from 19 cents to 38 cents. And U.S. Senator Dick Durbin wants prisoners to receive access to Pell Grants that would help them pay for college courses while they're incarcerated. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. WGLT's news magazine Sound Ideas comes your way today at noon and 6 p.m. Today you'll hear about solar energy powering local homes. The first wave of solar hit Bloomington Normal with the advent of a new group purchasing program in 2016. And the trend doesn't show signs of stopping as more homeowners go solar through this year's Grow Solar Bloomington group buy. GLT news correspondent Brianna Groh reports the number of homes with solar could soon top 100 in the Twin Cities.
Chris Kaufman and Mark Austell stand outside their 1920s-era bungalow in Bloomington's Founders Grove neighborhood, peering out from their wide-brimmed hats at the men working on their roof. At 10 a.m. on this summer day, the sun is already beating down, pushing temperatures past 80 degrees and drenching the solar installation crew in sweat. By the end of the day, Kaufman and Austell will be able to use the 30 360-watt solar panels to harness that power to turn on the lights, cook meals, and send gusts of cooling air throughout their home. Kaufman and Austell are some of the first homeowners to have their system installed in the latest round of a local solar group buy program. This summer marks the third year the Ecology Action Center and the Midwest Renewable Energy Association have partnered to offer discounted rates through volume purchasing at residential, commercial, and agricultural sites in McLean County. Austell says the couple have been interested in solar power for some time, but didn't think they could afford it.
For me, I wanted to reduce our carbon footprint, you know, and stop contributing to global warming. We've done that with our cars. We've had a Prius hybrid and an electric Bolt so that we don't, you know, use as much fuel. You also wanted to see if we could reduce our energy cost. So I've been personally doing some research on it online for years.
Kaufman says things changed after they visited a home in Congerville outfitted with a solar array.
The homeowner was very generous in letting us walk through the whole house and see it. And it was a very complicated house with many different roof layers. I'm sure it was a challenge for the installers.
It was good to see how well they could work an installation in where our roof is basically flat with one small bump, that it's easier for them to work on.
From there, Kaufman and Austell sat down with Straight Up Solar project developer Kai Ajayi to discuss the potential cost and benefit of adding solar to their home. The Bloomington office of the St. Louis-based company is the program's choice installer. Ajayi told them an array on their south-facing roof could offset 100% of their energy use. Austell says while they saved up some money for the initial purchase,
we also learned about the different credits that were still available to us that reduced the outlay significantly, so then it made it doable.
Ajayi says while there can be a significant cost to purchase the system, homeowners will see a return on their investment over the 25 to 30 year average lifespan of the panels.
Most homeowners are seeing between a 7 and 12 year payback after taxes on their investment in the systems. One just has to realize that, yes, there is an initial capital outlay, but by the time you monetize your FITC and you get the solar renewable energy credits, you're looking at anywhere between half and two-thirds of the cost being offset by those credits. So it's definitely long-term. It's a good investment.
That's Kai Ajayi with our correspondent, Brianna Groh. We'll hear more of this story later today at noon and 6 p.m. on WGLT's Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, the Normal Liquor Commission meets tonight at about 6:55, right before the Normal Town Council meeting. On the agenda is an application for the new Meximaya restaurant on North Main Street near ISU's Alumni Center. And we'll get an update on violations against Marie's Place locations. That's the video gambling parlor in Normal. If you like listening to this podcast, here's a new way to do it. We have an Alexa Flash Briefing skill set up for this show, so you can queue it up each morning on your smart speaker. However you're listening, thanks. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.